Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Now it's 23 minutes to 9 and Darren is back with the sports news. Any update on Johnny Sexton for the Six Nations?
Do you know what, Mary? We have an update and it's a very good update this morning. Johnny Sexton has declared himself fit and well ahead of the Six Nations. The championships begin, believe it or not, the weekend after next. And the Irish skipper suffered a facial injury in a game over the Christmas period against Connacht, but he will be fit for selection for that opening game away to Wales. It's on Saturday week. The injury required a procedure on his cheekbone. He's been speaking to Damien O'Mara at the launch of the Six Nations this morning in London about the campaign ahead, retirement. But first, that injury and just how fit is he ahead of the new campaign?
Yeah, been back training all last week, a little bit the week before with just physios obviously, and yeah, good to go.
Were you worried when the incident happened initially? You must have been thinking the timing of all times to get an injury like this close to the Six Nations.
Yeah, I was thinking exactly that. I was obviously worried when I, you know, felt a bit of a dent in my side of my head. But thankfully, look, it's not the worst one to do. As the doctors have told me, it's probably the one that you pick in the face to break if you're ever going to pick one. So, look, I'll be fit and ready to go in a couple of weeks. And
I was thinking back of situations like this where we've chatted in the past at this launch. You seem to have a terrible tendency to pick up.
I talked to the physios about it as well. It's never straightforward, is it? But that's the nature of the game sometimes. You know, I've had a fair share of injuries over the years, but thankfully nothing ever that serious, so I count myself very lucky. But obviously it's part of the game that you wish you could get rid of, but unfortunately it's part of being a rugby player.
The World Cup is looming for a lot of people. From your perspective, this is a championship to win and, you know, start the momentum that hopefully will take you into the latter part of the year.
Yeah, I think we have to take this Six Nations, not building towards the World Cup. Of course, the World Cup is something that everyone is mindful of in a year like this. But you know, for us, we want to achieve something in the Six Nations. We had a triple crown last year, but we'd like to go a step further this year.
Surely, when you look at the way you're playing, have you had chats with people about staying on for another year, playing beyond Rugby World Cup? Because Listen, people know your fighting spirit, people know your dedication to Ireland, and people look at your form for Leinster of late. There's no reason to hang up the boots if you don't want to at the end of the World Cup.
Yeah, and then I have to go and talk to my wife. No, it'll probably be my last. You know, it's more, you know, what's if I achieve what I want to achieve this year, what will be left after? So the mixture of wanting to, obviously I'd play forever if I could, but at some stage you have to step away. And if I can keep my form and keep healthy and try and stay in the team and try and finish on a high, I think that would be what I'd like to do.
That's interesting, isn't it, from Johnny Sexton? He'll probably retire at the end of the season. I'd imagine it'll all depend on the World Cup and how Ireland fare at those championships. Johnny Sexton there with Damien O'Mara this morning. Munster lost 20 points to 16 to Toulouse in the Champions Cup. Both teams had already qualified for the next phase, but that result means Munster finished sixth in their pool and they'll now be away to Sharks in South Africa in the round of 16. Kilmacud Crokes are the AIB All-Ireland Club football champions. They beat Glen 111-109, third title for the Dublin side, but some controversy at the end of this one. Crokes appear to have an extra player on the field after two late changes in injury time, and camera angles appear to show they had 16 on the field to defend a late 45, so one of those subs didn't come off the field when he was supposed to. In hurling, Ballyhale beat Dunloy 122-115, 7-point victory there in the end, and Ballyhale deserving winners and a win that's secures them their ninth All-Ireland club title. The Little Ladies Football League resumed over the weekend. Two games yesterday in Division 1. Cork beat Mayo and Kerry got the better of Waterford. It was also a very busy day with the pre-season competitions, and all those results are on the RTÉ Sport website. Arsenal came from behind to beat Manchester United 3-2. Eddie Nketiah's 90th minute winner securing the victory, and it keeps them 5 clear of second place Manchester City, and the Gunners have that game in hand as well. City beat Wolves 3-0. Erling Haaland with another hat-trick this season, his fourth in all. Leeds and Brentford played out a scoreless draw. In golf, Leona Maguire finished inside the top 10 at the Tournament of Champions event in Florida. Victor Perez won the Abu Dhabi Championship on 18 under par. Padraig Harrington finished in a tie for fourth on 16 under. Seamus Power back on 10 under. And Shane Lowry, who was in contention for much of the weekend, finished with a disappointing 76, and he ended up on 9 under for the event. Kilester have won the InsureMyHouse.ie Paddy O'Connell National Cup. They beat Trinity Meteors 96-70. Michelle Clark is the Kilester captain, and she's been speaking to Greg Allen.
Michelle, 23 years at the club, from being a kid to this, what is this like?
It means everything. It's just, I love this club. It's so special. It's such a momentous occasion for myself, my family, and just for everyone in it. Like, the amount of good luck texts I've gotten, it's just really, really special.
You disrupted them from the very beginning. They're a big team, you're a fast team, and you kept the tempo up all the way through. That was the key, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Charlie Crowley said it yesterday in the men's game. They got written off, we got written off, and it just showed we had such fight in us from the get-go. We wanted it so much, and we left everything out on the floor.
Yeah, well done to them. In the cricket, rain has delayed play between Ireland and Zimbabwe in the third of their one-day international matches. Zimbabwe, they won the toss. They chose to bat. They're 55 for one after 13 of their overs. In the snooker, Mark Allen beat Judd Trump 10-9 to win the World Grand Prix. Met hard work with that. Looked like he was cruising to victory, but somehow Trump got his way back into it. But Mark Allen, Antrim's Mark Allen, just holding on to win by that frame. And finally, another surprise result from the Australian Open this morning. The fourth seed, Caroline Garcia, is out of the tournament, beaten by Magda Linette, who qualifies for her first ever Grand Slam quarterfinal. Sports updates throughout the day on the RT Sport website and the RT News app.